feel good today? I love the celebration that Sunday morning is. Isn't it awesome here? We have such a good time together. And I do want to officially say Happy New Year. We're already a few weeks into January, almost at the end. We're done. It's this week, we're over with January already, which is just crazy. That's already one-twelfth of the year over. But it's been good. It's been a great start to the new year. And I personally am feeling very excited about 2018 and very faithful about the campus ministry, about our New Jersey region, and just excited about what we're going to get to see God do this year. Amen? Yeah. A favorite verse of mine, especially when dreaming and planning and hoping at the beginning of the new year, is Ephesians 3, 20-21. And this is one we've heard a lot, but really have to keep at heart. And it says, "Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or could imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." So go ahead and dream big, because it's according to his power. "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." So not just in the first century, but all generations coming down to us today, God wants the church to be a place where he has brought great glory and honor. And he's been so good to us, and so we got to believe God deserves honor and praise and glory.
Yeah.
And I'm so encouraged that God wants to use us in amazing ways, more than we could ask or imagine, to bring him glory. Isn't that exciting? And so with that in mind, our theme for the year is grow. And we're focusing on growing in a lot of different ways. It brings God glory when we grow, because he's put that in us for us to be followers of Jesus, so that we're always growing and learning and becoming more like Jesus. And so it brings God glory when we grow. When we grow in our walk with him, closer to him. When we grow in different areas of our discipleship and being more like Jesus. When we grow in our character, some area of our hearts or something, it brings God glory when we grow. And so as Larry preached about last week, we should all be thinking about ways that we want to grow to bring God glory this year. Amen?
Amen?
So that's individually, but how about collectively? You know, we don't want to just grow alone, we want to grow together. Bringing him, as it says in Ephesians 3, glory in the church. We don't want to just grow, just me grow. We want to all work on growing together as a church. And so the title of my lesson this morning is Grow as One.
Right.
Not alone, but for us to grow as one. So I'm going to talk this morning about us growing more unified in our mindset as a region and in our focus. Who we are, what we're about, and what are we here to do. And I'm really excited about some of this. Some of this is some new ideas and plans and things coming up that our staff and elders and other leaders in the region have been talking about. And so there's just a lot of great things coming up that God is going to do this year. But we've got to grow as one, as we're also trying to grow individually. You know, Chelsea and I are really enjoying our two kids, Bradley and Tyler. They're a handful, and they're such a joy. And we're having a blast with them. But as many of you know, parenting is a big endeavor. And so, you know, with my family, I don't want to just, I love the title Good Enough Parenting. But I also don't want to just wing it and we'll see how it turns out. You know, and so, with my family, I want to see my family flourish and be its best for God. So, as Chelsea and I are talking, getting advice, and starting to read some parenting books, we're finding that a strong family really communicates and decides what their vision for the family is. You know, a strong family gets on the same page with what qualities do we want to instill in our children as we're raising them. What qualities do we want to have in our parenting? What kind of parents do we want to be? What kind of qualities do we want to have in our marriage? Do we want to see our kids, do we want our kids to see in our marriage as they grow up? What is our aim and objective as a family? These are some things that now Chelsea and I are wanting to start thinking about and talking about more, so that we can really guide with the Spirit and through the Scriptures, well, what do we want to be as a family? Right? And really let the Bible answer those questions. And so we do that in our own family, and I think as God's family, we should be, doing the same thing. Thinking about, well, what is it that we want to do for God? What is it God wants to do for us? What's our objective? What's our mindset? What's our vision for our family as God's church, as God's people here in North Jersey? So do you want to look at some of that?
Yeah.
So Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 16, we can see some of God's call for us as his church and what he wants us to be and his objective for us is. So look at Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 16 we'll read. This is soon after the, you know, vision for him to do more for us than we could ask or imagine. Glory in the church. And I believe this stems from that as well. Here's how we're going to see that happen. And so verse 11, it says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Amen? There's a lot in here that God is calling us to do and to be as a church. In verse 12 it says, so that the body may be built up. Right? So we know that God wants the church to be built up, for us to grow stronger in our faith, to grow larger as a saved people. In verse 13 it says, until we all reach unity in the faith. That God wants us all to really be following the same standard, the scriptures. For us to have the same heart for God, the same life that we're following of Jesus, the same heart in our love for God and our love for one another. And then it says, attaining to the fullness of Christ. An objective is that we collectively, not individually, but collectively attain the fullness of Jesus on earth. That as Jesus came and started his ministry, he left the church to finish it. And that he's working through the church to keep being Jesus to the world today. And so we individually can't be the fullness of Christ, but the body together can be Jesus to the world. In verse 14 and 15, it says, when all of this is our aim, when we're working on this stuff, we will no longer be infants as a church. Amen? Yeah. Instead of being infants, it says, in all things, we will grow up into Jesus. Not baby Jesus. We'll grow up into full 3-year ministry, resurrected power, Jesus living through us on earth. Through us here in North Jersey. Isn't that awesome? Like, God really wants us to work together to become more like him and then to be him to the world around us so that the church can grow. That's God's vision for who we are and how to use us. And so how do we get there? Verse 16, I think, identifies how to get there in a great way. It says, from him, Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So how do we get there? I think it starts with the focus being on Jesus. It says from him, right? So our focus needs to be on Jesus, from Jesus, that we're all about him. We're all about doing things for him and being like him and relying on him. And that it's from Jesus that we do anything, and it's from Jesus that we identify who we are and what we're about. Jesus is the focus. And is it just ourselves or with who? Well, it says with the whole body. All of us. Joined and held together by every supporting ligament. Not just some ligaments, every part of the body. So it's saying we have to do this together if we want to see the church grow in an amazing way. That we need people in our lives joined and held together, right? To be supporting ligaments to each other. So we need every member of the body to be joined together, supporting and working. Joined, supported, working. And when we have that, what does that group do? A group focused on Jesus and working together, joined together, says that group grows and builds itself up. And that's what we want to see. Amen?
Amen.
So this tells us, in summary, a healthy, mature church is one that is, one, focused on Jesus, 2, deeply relational, and 3, growing and being built up. More like Jesus and more saved people. Right? I'd say more like Jesus and more people liking Jesus. And so we're trying to become more like Jesus and help more people to realize what we found, Jesus. And when we're that, then every part's doing its work, then we grow and we're built up in a way that glorifies God. So for us to grow as God envisions, we need to grow as one. What this verse is telling us is this, we're not going to grow the way God wants us to if it's just one or some. It's when all of us are growing as one. All of us going and growing together. And so I think about us having one mind, one mission. One identification, one destination. Right? That we're all focused on the same thing and working together for the same thing. We're all identified by the same someone, Jesus, working together towards the same destination, heaven, and bringing others there with us. You know, the Bible is so strong in communicating this one mind, one heart, one mission mentality as a church. Here's some scriptures that I find very inspiring. Acts 4:32. All the believers were one in heart and mind. Acts 2:44. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Philippians 2:1-2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement for being united with Christ, church, you have any encouragement for being a Christian?
Yes.
We should, right? Yeah. If you have any comfort from His love, we've all been comforted by His love. If you have any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness, any compassion, Paul's like, if you just give me something, if you've got anything, a pulse beating in you right now, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. Having the same love and being one in spirit and of one mind. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. And Jesus' prayer in John 17. I pray also, this is Jesus praying to God. He says, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that's us, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you've sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. This is an amazing prayer of Jesus here for us to be unified, for us to be deeply connected with Him and deeply connected with each other, and the result of that being us helping the world to know Jesus. Unified in the same mind and life set, that we're all focused on following Jesus. That's what we're about. Same mind, same purpose, same thought. What is it? We're following Jesus. Same mission, same purpose, same goal, same aim. What are we here to do? Help the world know what we found. Help the world know who we found. One mind, one mission. Let me break each of these down a little bit more here. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let's look at this. Talk about one mind a little bit, and then I've got some really exciting stuff to share after we look at each of these. But really think it summarizes down to one mind, one mission that we need to grow in as one. One mind, what is that? Well, who are we? What is our mindset? What is our identity? Now, obviously, for both of these, there's a lot of answers. There's a lot of things we're here to do, and there's a lot of different identities that we have in the scriptures and as a church. But I just want to kind of highlight, well, what are the primary mindsets here? What's the primary mission? So, one mind. And when I look at the scriptures, when I think about, well, what collectively as a church is this one mindset that we should have? And I think it's this deep conviction, this deep mindset that we are Jesus' disciples.
All right.
I'm a disciple of Jesus. And that you might have a ton of other roles and relationships and other identities in your life as a parent or as a student or a teacher, whatever your career is. But our collective mindset is, I'm a disciple of Jesus.
Right.
We are Jesus' followers. That's our mindset. That's what we're here for. You know, that our collective mindset with that is that Jesus is Lord.
All right.
And that we all have that same mindset. It's not some of us, well, I think Jesus is Lord. I don't think Jesus is Lord. No. We all need to have the same mindset. Jesus is Lord. Amen. We're trying to please Him. We're trying to be like Him. We're trying to be who He's called us to be and to obey Him. Part of that, with our same mindset, needs to be that this, the church, is God's family. That we're all in the same mindset with that, that this is God's people. These are Jesus' people. And if these are God's people, then guess what? These are my people. If this is God's family, then this is my family. And that's got to be the mindset that we have together. We are Jesus' body on earth, and therefore we are the hope of the world. We're His disciples, we're His family. And that's got to be our mindset, our heart, our life focus, our identity. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Now, so let's be growing in these mindsets that we're Jesus' followers together and we're Jesus' family. You know, I love the word community, and I love that the Bible calls us to be a community. In Genesis 35:11, God says to Jacob, also known as Israel, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. And a lot of this is a prophecy, first about Jesus. Kings will be among your descendants. The Messiah is going to come from you. And along with that, a community is going to come from you. And it's talking about the community of Israel, but it's also foreshadowed to Jesus and the community of Jesus, which is the church. You know, God has created us to be a church that is a community. And so we've got to have a community mindset. When you're part of a community, it's something that you're committed to. It's something that you're a supporting part of. A community is a group that you work together with, not separate from. A community is a group that has shared interests and identity. And that's what we need to be. And so, you know, one of the mindsets I think that would help is not to view it as there's the church and then there's you. And I know sometimes, especially along with feeling negative things, there could be a way of communicating, well, I don't like how the church X, Y, and Z. I don't like this about that. Why does the church, it's like, well, are you not part of what you're talking about? You're separating yourself from the church, you know? You're part of the church. And so think about the church as something that you're part of. The church needs to be something, not a church you're separate from, but can't separate from.
All right.
The church needs to be not a church you're a part of, but a church you are a part of. And the church needs to be not a church that you attend, but a church that you are tending to. Not just a place you come, but a place that you tend to. Community. We're in this together. Not there's me and then there's them. It's words in the scriptures like we, us, are. And who are we, us, are? We're disciples of Jesus. We're fellow brothers and sisters working together to help each other make it to heaven and to help as many other people get there as we can. That's who we are. That's what we're about. Following Jesus. Being His family. That's our one mind. And then our one mission is to help other people to become part of that. What are we trying to do for Him? You know, it's funny when my brothers and I, which both my brothers are here today. It's funny, as Christmas comes, I think a lot of us will agree that one of the hardest things is to figure out what you're going to get your parents. It's just something about thinking of something, especially Dad. Thinking of something for your dad is so difficult. And I don't, maybe you don't all feel that way, but for us, and I know we talk to each other like, so what are you getting Dad? You know, and I think we're trying to get ideas from each other, right? And it's like, what would make him excited to open, you know? And we're throwing ideas back and forth and trying to figure out where are we going to get our dad. This year I was so excited about what I thought of to get my dad. And he loved it and he was excited about it. It was one of those. He buys really beat up cars and fixes them up and resells them. I bought him one of those things that you plug in so you can tell why the check engine light is on. And so I was like, oh, this is such a good idea. And I was so excited about it. And he was excited to open it. And so, you know, we think about, well, what are we going to get our parents? And so, well what are we as God's children going to get Him? And are we trying to get God different things? Is that what He wants? Like, oh, well, I want something different from all of you. You get me a car battery. You get me some nice palm branches to wave when I come, right? So what, or is there something that he's asking for? Which would actually be really helpful if I asked my dad, what would you like for Christmas? That ruins some of the surprise though. So what are we trying to do for Jesus? Well, us in this room, we're trying to spiritually save New Jersey.
Right?
And this is not my idea. This is not our idea. Well, what are we going to get God? Hey, let's try to help people that are going to hell go to heaven. This isn't our idea. This is actually his idea. This is what God is asking of us. In 2 Corinthians 5, 19-20, it says, he, being God, has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. You know, God's saying, look, I died on the cross for every person you drive past, walk past, live next to, work with in New Jersey. And what I'd like from you is for you to share with them what you found out, the fact that I died for you, and that there's an eternity in heaven for them that I paid for. A few verses earlier, it says he's given us the ministry, which is the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation is bringing people back to God. The word ministry really means the service, right? The service of. And so I think that's super inspiring. It's saying that God has put us in the service of reconciling people back to him. We're in the business of bringing people back to God. How cool is that? What do you sell? Lampshades. What do you sell? Calculators. All right, cool. What do you sell? I'm trying to help people make it to heaven and reconcile their relationship with their Heavenly Father. That's the service we're all in. Isn't that awesome? What an honorable business to be in. Right? We've got to realize the reality of the spiritual realm, that there is a dark and there's a light, there's a hell and there's a heaven. There's those connected with the cross and those who are not. And God has put us in the ministry of reconciling people back to him. And that includes ourselves. We've got to keep ourselves in the light, right? We've got to help keep each other in the light. But a big part of that is as we stay saved, we're also working to reach our greater New Jersey community together. We're commissioned to appeal New Jersey to Jesus. That's our mission. Let's appeal North Jersey to Jesus. Be the light to our community. You know, I do believe that God has great ways for us to grow in this and for us to really fulfill his mission here in North Jersey. And I believe we need to grow in our unity with being on a mission. And you know, so when you think about your life or when you think about are we a church on a mission to save New Jersey or not? We've got to be a church on a mission to save New Jersey. That's what we're here to do. We're here to follow Jesus and to help other people follow Jesus. This can't be a side gig, right? Where it's like, hey, we've got a bunch of stuff to do on the side. Let's try to save some people, right? This one mission, this has got to be top of the list. This is what we're here to do. Follow Jesus, help other people follow Jesus. You know, we found someone something incredible, and we've got to be united that this is what we're here to do together.
Come on, Ron.
Not just on the side or some of us, but look, that's what we're here to do as Jesus' church, is to be a light to the world and to appeal North Jersey to Jesus. You know, I want to show a video that was really inspiring to me, and then after that, share with you some new and exciting stuff. But this is a video. There's a little series going on with our churches, the New York City Church's Vimeo page and Facebook stuff. Showing some of the original 18 sharing about when they came to plant the church in Manhattan. And some of you might have seen this, but, you know, it'll say some of this, but the New York City church was planted in 1983 by 18 people sent to an area of 18 million. And one of the people on that team was Matt Fridley, who used to be here in New Jersey. And, you know, my wife Chelsea grew up, her best friend is Jessica Fridley, Matt's daughter. And just listen to what Matt says here about being on that mission team, and listen to what he says about being unified and what they were here to do. You can go ahead and play that video.
It was really quite something. I remember distinctly coming out of my duplex apartment house in Woodside, Queens. And I walked out in the morning to go to work. I worked in Springfield, Queens at a staircase company. And I walked out of my door, and I had a little gate in front of the sidewalk. And I remember this incredibly strange feeling of, you know, I have to wait to get out of my front yard because of the lines of people going by on the sidewalk. And I just thought, this place is nuts. What am I doing here? But what always came home to me was, you know, I'm here because we're on a mission. And this is what we're here to do. We're here to help save the 18 million people in the 50 square mile radius of New York City. And that's why I stayed. I remember another story where it was really late at night. And I was there coming home from Columbia University. And I was catching the train back out to Queens. And I'm in Grand Central Station on the transfer. And it's, you know, it's really late. And you know, when you're down there on those lower levels, you can see across many different platforms. And about two platforms away, all of a sudden, Steve and Lisa walk down. And I'm like, hey, yo, Steve, Lisa, what's going on, hey? And they're like, yeah, and we give each other the fist pump and all that, you know. And you know, you really felt like you were on a team, or you were a family. And you know, when you saw each other, it was like the most incredible thing, because in the middle of these 18 million people, you saw each other. It's like, wow, that's just incredible. And it's kind of like, that's incredible. How are you doing with your 2 million, because, or with your 1 million? You know, because we all had our million people. There were 18 of us, and we all had a million people to go after. And that's really kind of how we thought about it, and that's what we did. You know, we were young, and we did crazy things. We got up early, we stayed up late, and we worked our tails off. And, you know, that first year, I can't remember how many baptisms there were exactly, but I think there were like 60-some-odd baptisms amongst the 18 of us, and it was really, really something. It was the most amazing experience that I never traded for the world.
Rallying behind an identity that reminds us of what we're out on the court to do.
All
And so as a church, we want an identity that reminds us that we're here to follow Jesus and to help save lost souls in New Jersey. And so think about our state. We're the Garden State. New Jersey is the Garden State, which is so cool because the Bible might have more garden vegetative analogies in it than anything. Seriously, starts off the Garden of Eden as where God starts off life and also serves as a prefigure of heaven and the tree of life being there. Bible talks about the branches and the vine. We're the branch. Jesus is the vine. Jesus is called the branch of David. The Bible says the harvest is plentiful. It says to be fruitful, to plant and water. It talks about us having fruits of the Spirit. And then the Psalms talk about us being like a tree planted by a stream. And then the Bible talks about the Word of God being a seed that we sow. It talks about it being a mustard seed, the kingdom being a mustard seed. Faith is small of a mustard seed. We know that there's church plantings. Isn't it amazing how much garden analogy there is in the Scriptures? It's life. That's what it is. It's life breathing, and that's who God is. And so if you take these ideas together, something that we're very, very excited about is having a new identity as a New Jersey region of being the Garden State Church. That Garden State Church could be a nickname for us as a region, just like Manhattan has gone by Big Apple Church recently. It's a nickname with the tagline, New Jersey Region, New York City Church of Christ. But primarily, we could communicate, hey, we're the church for the Garden State.
Right.
We're trying to be the Garden State Church. And we can, when you think garden, think of what comes with that. Okay, I want to be connected with Jesus, the vine. I want to bear fruits of the Spirit in my walk with God, and I want to be fruitful and help plant and water the seed of the Word of God. That we could be the Garden State Church. You excited about that?
Yeah.
And that could be our nickname. You know, there's a lot of other stuff with that. We own GardenStateChurch.com. And right now, if you go to GardenStateChurch.com, it'll take you right to our region's page on the church's website. And so that'll be where the info is. GardenStateChurch.com will take you there. And what's fed onto our page on the church's website is a new Garden State Church Facebook page, which is linked with a Garden State Church Instagram account. And then there's also a Garden State Church YouTube channel. And so we want to use the Facebook and Instagram as a place, A, for us to be connected through something that connects people around the world, which is social media. And something so we can be more connected and there will be a lot of info put on there. It'll also serve as an evangelistic tool that we can have things put up there for all of our events coming up and worship services. You can share those things on your page and every person you're friends with can see those things. On the Garden State Church YouTube channel, we can upload every Sunday sermon as well as other videos and generate a lot of following through that. So if you have any sort of to-do list, please this week go on Facebook and like the Garden State Church page. Follow the Garden State Church Instagram account if you have one, and subscribe to the Garden State Church YouTube channel. Then you'll get an email anytime we upload a video on there. Also, once we have 100 subscribers, we can own for free the youtube.com/GardenStateChurch domain name once we have 100. I think we could do that today if you guys just could subscribe to it. We got more than 100 people in here. But this is, why are we doing this? To help us to have an identity together, to share with people, hey, I go to the Garden State Church, and that could help us to connect more with our community of North Jersey, but also for us to be unified. And please remember the garden themes as you think about who we are. A lot of this is still in the works in some ways, so don't write your checks out to Garden State Church. Just keep writing NYCCOC. That'll be worked out at some point, but this is very exciting. Yeah. So that's who we are. What about what we're about? One of the things we wanted with a name is a vision statement. Something that we could all rally behind that's from the Scriptures, that we could memorize and have on our heart and on our mind every day. So as with the Garden State Church, our vision statement is going to be planting Christ in every community. Planting Christ in every community. Say it with me. Planting Christ in every community. That's what we're going to be about. Amen? I love this because Jesus is the focus. What are we planting? Jesus. We're planting Christ, the King, the Savior. And then it talks, the word community is in there, and you can apply that first to the church. That we're working on being God's community ourselves through small groups, through one another relationships, through being in each other's lives. And then the word planting is in there. And we're talking about bringing Jesus to our communities in New Jersey. Not just some communities, but every community. We want to saturate North Jersey with Jesus. Bring Jesus, plant Jesus in every city, town, and neighborhood of all 8 counties of North Jersey. And so we have new invite cards that go with this, and you can get them on your way out today. It's got the name, the theme, Planting Christ in Every Community, Garden State Church, and on the back it says, A Place to Follow Christ and Build Community. And that's kind of the pitch that goes with the vision statement. So people can think, this is a place where you come to follow Jesus and build community. And so that's our vision statement. And I want to say, this isn't just something to have a cute name and vision statement. This is from the scriptures meant to be our conviction. Yes. And I want to encourage you, wake up every day knowing that the Bible's calling you to plant Christ in your community. Yes. That the Bible's calling all of us as the North Jersey region to plant Christ in every community of North Jersey. And so we want to have convictions about these things. And so I want to encourage you to really own this statement, own this vision, own these scriptures, and really wake up with it on your heart and on your mind, and not just some of us, but all of us having it in our mind. In our heart, this mission and this vision to plant Christ in every community. And lastly, what are we doing? Well, we're planting Christ in every community. Okay, but specifically, how? How is this going to happen? We have a lot of communities. You know, this is North Jersey. This is every town of our 8 counties of North Jersey. And there's a lot of people. There's, in the 2010 census, there's 4,100,000 people in North Jersey. So there's probably a considerable amount more of that by now. This is a place people tend to come to. So 4,100,000 people in our 8 counties. And each county's got a lot of people. Bergen County, 905,000 people. Essex County, 785,000 people. Hudson County, 635,000 children of God. Morris County, 492,000 souls. Passaic County, 501,000 people. Sussex County, 150,000 people. Union County, 536,000 people. Warren County, 110,000 people. This is a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, you could view that as daunting, or you could view it as really exciting. That God wants to use us to reach all of these people, to plant Christ in every single one of these communities. You know, 35 years ago, the New York City Church was planted by 18 people in 1983. A year later, in 1984, in the fall, 2 Bible talks were started in North Jersey. One in South Orange and one in Franklin Lakes, with just a dozen people or so. 34 years ago, 2 Bible talks, a little over a handful of people. 34 years later, and we now have over 615 disciples scattered all over North Jersey. You know, this map represents our church's membership right now. Each one of these dots is one of you. The red dots represents a married couple, so that's 2 people. And then you've got blue for single men, purple for single women, campus is green, orange, and teens are green or whatever. But, you know, we could look at this and go, wow, look, 2 Bible talks in 30 years has grown to spread. Look how it is spread out all across North Jersey where we live. This is super inspiring. You know, it's amazing what God's done. Here we are. We've obviously gone through many regions and then quite a while ago, in 2008, coming together to be one New Jersey region here in North Jersey. And haven't we had an amazing time being one region here at Clifton High School? It's been awesome. You know, I don't know anything else. I was baptized at the end of 2009, so I just started off going right to the Hilton in Parsippany, and this was the church I was part of. And I've loved growing up spiritually in this church, being part of this region, part of this family. You know, it's amazing the group that God's brought together, the diversity, the worship services we have, the talent, the gifts. We have something really amazing, really special here. And we need to praise God for that. Go ahead. Let's praise God for what we have here. God spread us out. He's done amazing things with us, and yet there's still over 4 million people for us to reach. There's a lot to go. From 2 Bible talks to 600 is great, but how are we going to go from 600 to 6,000 members in North Jersey? to 60,000 people saved in North Jersey. Right? We've really got to believe that God could use us for bigger and greater things. You know, it's a little bit sobering where we're at in some ways. We need to praise God for every soul that's added to His kingdom. And yet, to me, it's sobering that over the past however many years, we're currently averaging about 25 people our church growing by about 25 people a year. So praise God for every single one of those people. And growing of 25 people a year doesn't include move-ins or move-outs or transfers. It's just people baptized and restored and walked away. But 25 people a year, when there's still over 4 million people to reach. And so we think about that, how at the pace of 25 a year, it's not going to happen. We've got to figure out, we've got to pray, and we've got to prepare and plan. How are we going to start saving a whole lot more people? You know, we've got to believe that God wants to use over 600 of us to save more than 25 people a year. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe He can do that?
Yes.
Right? Nothing is possible for the Lord. Nothing can hinder Him from saving, whether by many or by few. And so, I don't know what I just said. I didn't have it written down, so. You know, and so one of our dreams, one of our visions, what are we here to do is to reach all these towns, all these counties. And so our long-term vision and dream is to one day have in each of these counties what we have right now here at Clifton High School. That we can one day be 8 branches in all 8 counties of North Jersey, having what we have here at Clifton High School. But together, we're going to have to work together. So can we be collectively united and let's do this?
Yeah.
Let's work together to get there. I think we can see this happen in our lifetime. R is subjective in that. But we can work towards getting to that in our lifetime. Amen?
Yeah.
One mind, one mission is going to be what it takes. We're going to have one mindset. We're here to follow Jesus primarily more than anything else. More than any other career objective or something around, I'm a disciple of Jesus, He's Lord, and I'm here to follow Jesus, and this is my family. And then above any other mission that we have in life, our mission needs to be that we are working together, each part doing its work, to help more and more people come to know God. You've got to know that you have an irreplaceable part in this. You're one of these dots, and a lot of these towns have no dots or just one dot. So you've got to own your community. You've got to start working together with the people near you, praying and figuring out how can we reach the people around us. And each of us do that, we'll start to spread and see the gospel spread throughout New Jersey. Amen?
Amen.
I do want to just have one quick side note and then end here. This is just something that I feel is really important to say. Is as much as I really believe that spreading out and having, it's going to be amazing when in each of these counties one day we have a worship service like this. I think it's going to help so many more people come to church when it's 10, 15 minutes away or 5 minutes away. I think it's going to help us to bring people and help a lot more people to know God. And I do want to say this though, I don't think that this is just about meeting locations. I think that meeting closer is going to help a lot. But when I think about what God has done in the past, I think about the 80s, I think about the early 90s, every disciple in North Jersey went into Manhattan for church on Sunday. And still somehow the church grew more then than it's growing now when we go to Clifton. If we were still going to Manhattan every Sunday, right now I said we're going to start meeting at Clifton, you'd think that's going to be so much easier to bring people to church. That's because it's not just about how far church is.
Right.
It's about the Spirit of God really stirring in our hearts and us having faith and conviction that we're going to do something for God. So we're going to work towards meeting closer because that's going to help people. But don't think that's going to solve everything.
Right.
What's going to solve everything is when we have one mind. We're here to follow Jesus and He's Lord. And we're here with one mission, and that's to save lost people. And you wake up and you have that mindset and you have that mission on your heart, and we all have that mission on our heart. We've got to be together in that. We're going to close out with one of my favorite songs, I Hear God Singing to Me. And I want you to think about the words of this song, because what we need is the Spirit to really work through us in this. That God is singing to us and He's saying that we should sing along. And what He wants is for us to, I love where it says, don't quench the Spirit, there's too much at stake. And that we've got to plant Christ in an amazing way in North Jersey. We're going to close out with this song. Before we do that, we're actually going to see a young woman, Nicole, from the campus.